Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 24 June 2024. Now, can you believe we're starting on the last week of this of June already? Folks, a few more days, we'll be halfway through 2024. Wow, wow, wow. Maybe it's just me, but it seems like I almost walk around in a dream how the time goes by so fast anymore. It just flies by. Days and weeks just run together. But I think that's all part of the plan. You know, the Bible does say in the last day, it'll seem like time speeds up a little bit. And I think so much on our mind, for those of us who are actually in the battle, there's so many things on our mind and trying to cover so many bases, we sometimes get overwhelmed. At least I do. I'm only a man. I'm not Superman. I'm just a man. But anyway, welcome to the next broadcast. Glad you're with us. Before I bring up your guest, and I have prayer requests. Prayer requests for Dave Freeze. Dave Freeze has been a friend of the ministry for many years. Dave is seriously ill with cancer. I talked to his brother, and he said, and he asked me to please put him up on prayer chain, so I'm doing it tonight. You folks remember Dave Freeze, please. Very, very kind-hearted individual. And his brother Ken asked for prayer for him, so I'll try to keep up to date what's happening with him, but please remember that. And as y'all heard last week, Jan from Iowa called and said she's going to send an extra little gift this month to the ministry, and she did. So I can offer four free gifts. Well, she mentioned the Bibles that night, the 1611 King James Bibles we have offered through the ministry. One of them has already been claimed. Now, I'm going to offer the Bibles, but I mean that. The Bibles are available. Three Bibles left if you want them. But also the teaching I did about a month and a half, 2 months ago, on America in Prophecy, I cannot emphasize enough to you how important this lesson is. You will never understand prophecy and what's happening in the world today unless you know who America is in the Bible, who Russia is in the Bible, who Iran is in the Bible. I could go on knowing. Unless you know who they are and what their roles are in the end times, you'll never understand prophecy. Not just that easy. And we'll either give you a Bible, or you can get a copy of the three-hour teaching. Along with it, you get a free book on entitled The Old Jerusalem is Not the New Jerusalem. And also, you get the outline of what I use to get to teach a lesson from. That's a $25 gift. Yours free for the first three people to call, a Bible or that teaching. Now, if you call the number and leave your name and address and tell Lisa, I want the free gift offered. Just tell her you want the Bible or the teaching. At 800-777-4403, 800-777-4403, or if you can call long distance, please call 304-846-4448, 304-846-4448, 846-4448. I'll leave you a message on the phone, an address very slowly, please, and a phone number, so in case something happens we can't figure out what the address is, just tell Lisa that you want the free Bible or the free teaching. There's three of them left. Your choice, Bibles or teachings. And once they're gone, folks, they're gone. But thanks to Jan in Iowa, bless her heart. She's been such a dear friend to us for a long time. But these are ready to go out whenever you want them. Just call, as I said, call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And I'll emphasize again, everyone needs a 1611. If you lose anything besides 1611 King James, you're not using the Bible, folks. You're not using the Bible. I'm serious. It's just the way it is. I can prove it. I wouldn't say that. But the teaching on American prophecy is so vitally important that I am totally shocked that everyone listening to this broadcast, I know there's lots of them out there, have not at least ordered it or went online or watched it, if they can find it online. But if you haven't done that, I'm just shocked that you haven't done that. That's all I can say. And I mean that. I'm really shocked and stunned because I think some of y'all people will be interested enough to know what the end times are. But maybe not. I don't know. Anyway, our guest tonight, as I said, I haven't said yet, have I? is James McCanney. He's been a friend of mine in the ministry now for quite a few years. He's well-spoken, well-versed, very knowledgeable on a lot of different issues. We're going to, of course, briefly mention, I meant the water filters that we offer through this ministry because James offers them to us. And we're going to also mention very quickly the coffee. He sent me a sample of coffee from Colombia. You have to grind it. It wasn't ground. My wife ground it up, and I've been drinking it in the morning. Some of the smoothest coffee I've ever tasted. It is really good coffee. But nonetheless, let's go to our guest. James, are you there?
Pastor, hi, I'm here. Yes, well, my voice is a little shaky here. I don't know what I did today, but I think I'll make it through the hour.
We'll do our best. I'll drag you through, don't worry. I'll get okay. you through it. But James, I just, for the new listeners, tell a bit about who James McCanney is. Who are you and what's your qualifications to speak on different things? Just give everybody an update.
Well, my advanced physics degree is in nuclear and solid-state physics, so I'm a nuclear physicist, basically, if you want to go by that. But I've done many, many other things in my life. I've worked in areas of space science, astronomy, astrophysics. I've worked in private industry and telecommunications for 25 years of my life. And that provided me with a very good lifestyle where I could pursue my science independently. I've also worked in archaeology and mathematics. I have some very important mathematical work that I've done, and so just a few things. So I've worked in a lot of different fields, and also, I'm an independent scientist. I've never signed contracts with the government. I've never worked for places like NASA, although I've been around these people. And just one little thing I'll tell people from my own experience. When you hear me say something, it's because I've experienced it myself. It's not because I read it on somebody else's webpage or somebody's book or something. So the other thing I'll just quickly remind people, if you've heard me before, I talk about Tier 1, Tier 2, and Tier 3 levels of science. In Tier 1 science, you never see. That's what I call military science or even banker science. It's owned by the bankers, and they worship knowledge more than they do money because they got all the money. They can print all the money they want. They own all the gold. They own all the corporations and all the resources. So money is not an issue to them. What they really value are items of archaeology and what they consider sacred knowledge, so to speak. And so they operate all of these disinformation channels, the news media. And so that's Tier 1. And then Tier 2 science would be like university professors, people. If you see their name and face, they're not Tier 1 science. And so anyway, and then there's Tier 3 science is what I call outreach. And these are people, a lot of times, with PhDs, and their job is to go out and carry the standard party line to you, the public, and make it sound plausible, like they're the seat of authority. And so it's a huge monstrosity of misinformation. And once you see that, once you break it down, all of a sudden a lot of things start making sense in this crazy world.
Wow. Wow. I would say you're qualified to speak on several things, Ian. You know, I've always had trouble with smart people. Anyway, that's quite impressive. But, you know, I'd heard about the Tier 1, Tier 2. I didn't understand what it was. So the Tier 1 so-called scientists, or whoever we will call them, the elite maybe, are people that you really don't hear much about. They're the ones behind the scenes that really make the decisions and make other things work. Is that true?
Right, yeah, and they're very realistic. I mean, there's let's take, for example, the Big Bang thing about how the universe began supposedly, you know, 13 billion years ago or whatever. They know that's baloney, but they let this second-tier charade go on, and then it's back and forth, and peer-reviewed journals, all of that is level two science. Tier one scientists never publish in peer-reviewed journals. You never see their face or name, and I could go on and on. But and I've been there. I've seen it. So, I'm not telling you because I read about it in a book somewhere. And they're very good scientists. These are the best of the best. They're serious, and something happens too when they get to that level. Even though a lot of scientists have ego issues, they don't. They have kind of separated out because they're dealing with reality. And if something's going on, they want to know about it. And they've called me up many times throughout my career asking me what things are going on, what's going on here, what's causing this effect or whatever. And because they know I have the answers. But anyway, how does this affect the people out there? Well, when you read about stuff in the news, science, there's kind of a top-down science. And that, for example, affects the story of the history of man. You know, like they tell you that, the human race began 7,000 years ago in Mesopotamia and people began to plant seeds and develop culture. That's all baloney. You know, that's a tier two fairy tale that they pawn off. When kids first go into kindergarten or first grade, the first thing they show them is this picture of man evolving from an ape. What does that tell kids? That tells kids that you're just a little smarter monkey than the one out there in the jungle, kid. You know, you're an animal. You know, there was no creation. You evolved.
Uh-huh.
You know, you're not nothing special. There's no soul here. There's no spirit associated. You know, and it's a subtle way of teaching kids that, you know, you're just like a little smarter monkey than the ones out there in the jungle. And kids grow up, you know, it's a subtle message, but kids grow up believing this.
Sure.
So from the time they walk into first grade, they're already pinpointing them to be a subservient, basically a mental slave.
Wow. Wow, so I'm not going to ask how old you are, but you've been on this for several years. I've heard you, we go back several years yourself, but you were on the radio before I ever met you, and you were sharing things about different issues and topics. And we got a lot to talk about tonight. I do want to get into the water filters briefly, folks. If you need a water filter, please pay attention in just a few minutes. But with all you're seeing, we know now, most of us had in common sense, realized COVID was a man-made job, for a real purpose to control people, destroy people, and we know that's population control. We know all that. But from what you're looking at now in the world, what do you see moving in next to scare people back in the cage, so to speak? You see a World War III that's already started? Are you seeing an escalation in that area alone that's going to get people, frightened enough to follow the rules?
I don't know where it's going. It's just insane out there. It's at a level of insanity. And here's the other thing. There was a time when, you know, maybe within the last 20, 30 years where you could actually get real news. And there was real news reporting, but that's all been sequestered. There's hardly anything out there. So it's really, really difficult to tell what's really going on. You know, compare, for example, Russia moves a nuclear submarine into Cuba, loaded mm-hmm. with nuclear missiles, 90 mm-hmm. miles from Miami. They could be there in like 3 minutes. Nobody says anything. Compare that to the Kennedy era when we were young. And that's one of the problems, is the vast majority of people today never lived through the Vietnam War. They never lived through the Kennedy assassination. They never lived through Martin Luther King or Bobby Kennedy or all the other things that happened throughout history to lead up to where we are today. And so they don't really have a good basis for how corrupt the government is. And, you know, my particular end of this is dealing with science and the corruption in science. But so what I'm saying, though, to answer your question, is it's really, really difficult today to see what's smokescreen, what's not, what's posturing, what's maneuvering to try and get some end result. You know, in the things going on in the background, the people who are, you know, like Biden is not running the country. People talk about Biden and the election, and I mean, good grief. the guy that they keep showing for Biden is some kind of an actor. It isn't Biden, you know. It's all smoke and mirrors is what I'm saying. So it's really, really I used to be able to do political narratives and things like that, but I stopped doing it just because it's just so out of whack out there. There's so much misinformation. The news media is so corrupt. You can't believe a word they say. And so it's really, there's no baseline to really get decent information. I just see in the news today that Julian Assange, remember him? I don't know where he's been, but anyway, I think he's been like in an English jail or something. I really don't know. But they're talking about allowing him to, the only thing they're saying is they could avoid imprisonment in the U.S. I don't know what are they going to put him on in trial, but he's, you know, all he was a journalist exposing the crimes of the U.S. government. So that's what happens to real journalism. You get ostracized. You get to live in a prison.
Okay, how's that? Is that better? Is that better?
That's better.
Okay, anyway, I've got a new microphone headset coming. So anyway, there's so much stuff happening, so many different fronts, and you mentioned about the submarine, the nuclear sub in Cuba. It's mentioned on the news, bloop, going, no more said about it, just disappeared off the radar. Back in 1963, I think it was, 62, when Kennedy was in office, that was a big deal. I mean, we can push nuclear war because Kennedy wouldn't stand for it. Now, are we being set up so they can be there without any interference from the U.S. to set up this base in Cuba, perhaps, to attack us when the time comes? Are we being set up by the elite of this nation and the world?
Well, who knows? That's what I'm saying is, you can't believe any of the news. And plus, now you have a very strange situation where you have 20 to 30 million illegal aliens in the country.
Oh, yes.
Being housed in universities, schools, hotels, and not working. They're not doing anything. They're just being paid to be there. And so they're there for a reason. Is it to vote? Is it to come out of the woodwork and get government jobs, to be, policemen on every corner? What exactly is the, what's the history of this? What's really going on? And there again, it's impossible to tell, because when they pull these things, these events, all of a sudden it seems to come out of a hat and nobody's expecting it.
Well, you know, we know for sure there are tens of thousands of Chinese nationals here now, fighting men age, no families with them. They we know they're here. I see them mentioned on the mainstream news. We know they're here. In my mind, that's part of a setup to take us down when the time is right. I'm sure you've heard Dmitry Duma's prophecies, what's going to happen in this country, and I think he's raining on the money pretty much. But that's going to be a way to take us down very quickly from the inside out when the time comes. Do you see that happening?
Well, it's the Trojan horse, yeah. Get the enemy inside the city gate and then attack from inside. You don't have to scale the walls. You don't have to, fight the army. You don't have to do anything. It's just like one day, bingo. And, the United States has been the prize all along. And they can't have a one-world government with the United States the way it is. So this has been the game all along, is to bring the United States down.
Well, they certainly get that done. In so many different ways it's happening, it's just almost impossible to count them all. But, we have a very contentious election coming up, and if you want to call, I don't know there's even going to be an election this time. But if you can call it that, it's a farce. We know it's a farce. It's all staged. It's all political. We know that. But it's also being used to divide the people even more. They're intensely dividing people into factions, and whether it's we'll call them conservatives against liberals, homosexuals against normal people. We're seeing blacks against whites. We're seeing this divide spreading across this country. America is is no longer a unified country with anything, morals or anything else. So we're seeing ourselves being separated and torn apart for an easier takedown. Am I right on that, you think?
Yeah, and that's the Communist Manifesto in a nutshell.
Of course it is.
This is not the first rodeo. This is not the first time they've done this, to set up the financial system, so a roll over the banking, so that the personal money, this happened in every other country where they brought in socialism in the same form, is to destroy the economy so people's money is worthless, inflation. That's going on right now to the tune. And, I'm a scientist, but I'm also a businessman. And I talk to a lot of people that have sponsors, radio talk show hosts that have sponsors, et cetera. And the word across the board is that the velocity of money, the movement of money, is zero.
Yes,
doctors and lawyers and attorneys and dentists or people that typically you would think would have extra cash sitting around don't have any. They're maxed out. They don't have cash, and they're maxed out on their cards. They're maxed out on their mortgage. They're maxed out on everything. So they just have a nicer car and house, but it's all in credit. So everybody's stretched out, and they don't. This is the thing. There's no cash. Cash has been taken out slowly out of circulation. So nobody has anything in their bank accounts, and anything that is out there is on credit. So, and that's, once again, and like you say, divide, bring all these factions in. There was a movie that portrayed that. It was, when was that? That was back in the 70s, I forget, a movie called Dr. Zhivago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about a Russian doctor, and it was portrayed during the Russian Revolution. But it was a very good portrayal. It was written by a Russian, Boris Pasternak. But it was a very good portrayal. And the one thing you saw were the students, the university students, marching up and down the street and then being attacked by the police. I mean, it's just a playbook right out of 1905 Russia, what's going on in the United States. And the whole end game is to bring it down. And when you bring it up out of the ashes, you have all of these people in control, including the banking system. You get rid of the old guard. It happens overnight. And all of it, the Mensheviks were what they called the whites, and the Reds were the Bolsheviks. And the same people were funding both of them. And this has happened in Germany. It happened in...
numerous times in history, clear back in Napoleon's time.
Yeah, yeah. So it's this... When Karl Marx wrote the Communist Manifesto, he didn't really write it. He just summarized what had been done going back throughout history. He just put it in a very condensed form. And so the control of the news media, the control of food, for example, which is coming, where you have to belong to a certain party to get a food ticket so your family can eat. And if you turn somebody in, you get a little extra food that month. Yeah, you know, that's what they do. That's what they do. They pit people against each other, neighbor against neighbor. People are afraid to talk because, they'll be sent off to the gulag. That's exactly what's going on right now in the U.S.
Yes, it is. You know, a long time ago when I was a young boy, I was in grade school, I think probably the third, fourth, fifth grade, something like that. I don't remember for sure. I remember our school teacher saying in Russia, neighbors spy on neighbors. And I thought, boy, that's awful. Never dreamed about it happening in America. And here we are today. Here we are today. And now the contention is still in the future of this so-called upcoming election and all this despicable, sickening charade is being played around Trump and Biden, too. We know who Biden is. Biden's not even there anymore. He's really not there. Biden is a figurehead. He's not really there.
It's a name.
It is a name. That's all it is. And with Trump, you know, and his so-called trial and all that, and it just goes on and on and on. This tension that's being built intentionally between the people, and I'm going to say, I hate to use the word conservative and liberal, but that's what they use, between the two factions, is being built up on purpose. No matter who wins, there could be hell to pay in this country in the very near future. Do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's no winner. You know, it's like people say, oh, they won the war. You know, I have an expression that nobody wins a war. It's one side loses more than the other, and then it ends.
Yeah, exactly.
But nobody wins. There's nobody that won a war ever.
It's just the one that loses the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's what boils down to, you know. And you're right. I've been this earth 75 years now. I've seen a lot of things, and for a long time, I was just like everybody else. I just listened to the news, went about my business, and didn't pay attention to anything. And once the Lord started opening my eyes many years ago, and I started looking at things, it started with David Koresh, by the way, in Waco. It started with then, and I looked at the different things, and of course with Randy Weaver. And I started looking at things, and I thought, gee, this country that I went into the military to serve, the one that would raise my, I would salute the flag or cross my, lay my hand on my heart and pledge to, is not the country I thought it was. And I had to quit doing that, James, because in good conscience, I cannot salute that flag. And I will not pledge my allegiance to this country because it's not the country that I was told it was. Folks, back at the break with your phone calls. You want to talk to us at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks. We are back and giving talking to Jane McCanny. I want to cover a couple of things now. Yeah, we're going to talk about fielders real quick here, water fielders, because James has the best out there today. I want to give you a little bit of background on this so you know where I'm coming from. For many, many years, I was a Berkey distributor. We moved a lot of Berkeys. Used to have what you call the scratch and ding Berkeys. They had a blemish on the outside somewhere, nothing on the fielders, but a blemish somewhere on the outside. So they would let me have those at a discounted price, and I'd sell them to folks because we could save them some money, and they loved it. Well, they stopped that a bunch of years ago. But we continued to handle Berkeys. Then Berkey's couldn't get fielders. I'm sure COVID had a lot to do with it, but they couldn't get fielders, the outside, the container, or the fielders, either one. They couldn't get them. And because I couldn't get them, I couldn't handle them. So because I couldn't handle them, we no longer qualified to be a dealer because we didn't have enough volume. So they're going. And I looked around for a while trying to find something comparable to a Berkey. I like Berkey fielders. I bought a Crown fielder many years ago. I started out with a Big Berkey and went up from there, and I got a Crown. Still use it. It's a wonderful fielder, and I used Berkey fielders for many, many years. But then I couldn't get them any longer. I'm not saying they're not available now. I couldn't get them. Now, James McCanny come along, and he invented a fielder that does everything the Berkeys do. Instead of needing a black and white fielder to do the job, one of his does the same job as both of those. One of his fielders will take the place of four Berkeys straining water through the fielders. Now, I'm telling the truth. And his prices on his fielders are way cheaper than Berkeys ever were. Now, I'm not throwing stones at Berkey. All I know is I couldn't get the fielders, so therefore I couldn't move them. I couldn't move them, so I couldn't keep the volume up, so they kicked me out being a distributor. That's, to me, was kind of low down, but that's what happened. Now we're going to talk to James McKinney about his fielders. And James, tell us why your fielders are so good and why are they comparable or better than a Berkey?
Well, they're a new technology. Most of the filters that are being sold out there are, 20-25-year-old technology. First of all, the Berkey and most of the other filters out there are a single stage. They're really an absorber. They're not really a filter. What I have is a two-stage filter, and the first stage is a modern material called ultrafiber. That creates a physical filter for stage one, and then stage two is a medium which over the years and decades, I actually sold probably every brand of water filter out there, not everyone, but quite a few over the years, and I learned quite a bit about water filtration. And so the filters I have right now, the stage two, it's the what you call the medium, that's what takes the chemicals and toxins out of the water that are in solution. So stage one is a physical filter that gets rid of the small particulate matter down to bacteria size. And then stage two takes the things that are in solution. So it's a two-stage filter. And another thing besides price is that all of the other filters stand up in the top container. Mine hang down into the bottom container. And the reason is if your filter is sticking up in the top container, you fill it up with water. Once that water level starts dropping, guess what? The top of the filter isn't doing anything anymore. So most of the time that you're filtering water, the top part of the filter isn't doing anything because there's no water there. So the end result is that most of the water gets filtered through the very bottom of the filter when they stick up on the top. So mine are down in the bottom chamber where the water has to flow through the whole filter all of the time, 100% of the time. So there's a lot of little improvements like that. And then, like Pastor says, the price, mine are less than the add-on filters. If you look at what the add-on filters for the other brands cost just for arsenic and fluoride, my entire filter costs less than that. And so it's like anything. There was good technology, the best technology 20 years ago. It's been surpassed. And like an automobile, like the cars today are more efficient. They run smoother, run a longer time. They're better on tires. You know, all of those things. It's just a newer technology, that's all. And so they're available in Pastor Butch. If you call him, he'll give you all the details. But a four-pack of my filters are $199. That includes shipping. So contact the office for Pastor Butch there. They take the order, and then they pass it off, and we send them out. We have them in stock. They ship out, like, the next day.
Okay. $199, folks, for four filters. And if you priced the black Berkey filters, you'd see that's a giveaway price. It truly is. And they do everything that Berkey does. They put the filters in the bottom, and they'll fit any stainless steel Berkey, okay? If you ever got a Berkey system, this will fit in your Berkey, and you put it on the bottom, and you can only, if you want to just use one filter and plug off the other holes, that's fine. You don't need two or three filters with this filter. One will do the same job as three or four of them. You'll save money that way also. So we're talking about $50 a filter, and one filter do about 5,000 gallons, is that about right?
Well, we rate them at about 1,000 gallons each, but it depends on, that's for average city water. If you're living out in the country, then you're going to get a lot more mileage out of them. The issue in the cities is the water is so bad. I mean, it's in a lot bad, of the, they put so much chlorine in because it's such bad water to kill all the bacteria and stuff that they, so it takes, it uses up the filter faster in a city. But for people who live out in the country, they just keep using them.
Well, and some towns now, they're actually going from sewer to tap. The folks, I don't make it up, they're actually filtering sewage water and putting it back in your drinking water. Does that sound very appetizing to you? I don't think so. So this is something that you better consider to understand what we're talking about here. This is for real. They're actually using sewer water to talk about to filter out, to put back in, what you drink. I don't think that's a very healthy alternative.
No. Here's the problem. Here's the problem is that there are going to be viruses growing on that medium, and they're not going to be able to kill it off no matter how much chlorine they put in the water. So that's why, filtration is really important today.
And so, and you also buy a 10-pack, can't you?
Yeah, you can get a 10-pack there. Actually, there's 8-pack. That's what we're selling now.
I'm sorry, 8-pack. Excuse me, 8-pack. Okay,
8-pack.
I thought it was
10-pack.
Okay.
And so it's not a big break on price. It's like $3.98. So it's like buying 2 4-packs. And that's one thing. The bigger filters, like the whole house water filters, we sell sometimes at a discount. But the margin on these is so small that we don't. We don't mark them down, and so for an 8-pack is like $3.98, so just twice the price actually.
Okay.
But these last a long time, and like Pastor's saying, you can use one at a time, because the flow rate on these is like 50 gallons a day, so that's about 2 gallons per hour. So your Berkey container, say, is 2 gallons in 1 hour. That's already filtered, so it filters really. It's not a drip, drip, drip anymore. It's like it's a flow, not real fast, but it's a flow through the filter. And so what people do also is they'll take a separate container with a spigot and they put it over by the sink and they fill that up. So they get the water in the filter and then they've got another container like up on a little rack or something like that that has another 2-3 gallons in it, let's say.
All right,
and that's
folks,
right by the sink.
You can call tomorrow and tell Lisa what you want, 4 or 8-pack. It's your choice. Just call the number 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Use a credit card, debit card, or write a check. $199 for 4, $398 for 8. So there you go. And they'll last you quite a while. I have a spare set myself. Yeah, I do use them. I don't drink water out of the faucet. I drink it through the Berkey, through James filters. Now, I'll mention one more thing. Go back to this morning news. And, folks, the line's open if you want to talk to us. Anything you want to add, please feel free to call 844-769-2944. And James did send me a pack of his coffee. What was that, a 2-pound pack? What was that, James?
No, that was a one-pound pack.
Sent. Okay.
Yeah.
Got that sent to me, and Marcia. Gene ground up some coffee. We put it in our Garrick. We have a little thing to put in, a little filter to put it in. And I made a cup of coffee out of that. And that is the smoothest coffee. I can't describe it. I've drunk one of the coffee like that in my lifetime. That was up on the East Coast, up in the, next to the boardwalk up in Maryland. I drank coffee. It tastes almost the same. Really smooth, good tasting coffee. And it's available also. I don't know the price on it. I don't know, folks. I don't sell the coffee. But if you want to try a good coffee, James, how can I get a pound of coffee?
Well, I tell you what, why don't we do the same thing and we'll do the same commission on the coffee. We can set that up for you. And I can put in a coupon code for you to order. But the coffee is $75 a pound, and that sounds pretty expensive. But this is organic, non-GMO. It's a artisan type coffee. It's a really high end quality coffee. So it's basically it's a health drink, because coffee is a fruit. Most people don't know that. They think it's a bean, like a nut or something.
Yes.
But coffee is a fruit, and it should taste like fruit. So it should be a light brown color. But the coffee industry out there is so bad, because of the volume of coffee. A lot of it's grown in Brazil, a lot of chemicals, they over roast it. And so all of these things, most people have never had a good cup of coffee. And people go to, you know, the corner of your coffee shop or whatever, and they think they're buying the best coffee. No, try this and you'll realize that you probably never really had a good cup of coffee before in your life. But so it's $75, and we have basically what we'll do through you, Pastor, is one variety. It's called Rose Bourbon, And yeah. It's a specialty coffee. There's a lot of differences. This is picked by hand. All the weeding that goes in the clearing of the undergrowth, et cetera, in the coffee fields is done by hand. These plants don't produce big volumes of coffee beans like the commercial varieties, the Arabica beans. And so there's many, many factors that go into the what turns out to be a relatively high price for coffee. But it's worth it because you'll drink less coffee and it'll be much better coffee. And it's really a health drink. You'll find that your system very, very healthy. In fact, the people that start drinking this, it's kind of like people that use the water filters. That are coffee drinkers, they go, my goodness, my coffee tastes like coffee again. And it's the same with this coffee. If you use the filters and use this coffee, you're going to have the best of both worlds.
Wow. I just know when Marcia was grinding that, oh my, that smelled so good when she ground that coffee. That was, I mean, that's enough to wake you up morning, just to smell the coffee being ground like that. It really smells delicious. And folks, the phone line's open, 844-769-2944. So they got the water filters and the coffee. We're going to quit on that now. It's 15 till, about our time. We're going to quit on that. So we have the filters available. And if you don't have a water filter, folks, then, you're going to be hurting. That's all I can say. If you're drinking out of a tap, especially in a large city, you're drinking poison. Chlorine is not natural to drink. Fluoride is not natural to drink. You're drinking poison. Okay, I'm putting it just straight on the line. If $199, you can stop that if you have a Berkey water filter. And if you don't have a filter at all, James will send you instructions on how to build your own filter. Okay, now that's a fact, okay? I mean, if you want that, let us know. Now, is there any charge on that, James?
Well, it's 20 more for the stainless steel spigot, and we don't really make any money on that. But it'd be the same price, $199, and add $20 for the stainless steel spigot, and we'll put that in the box with the filters, either a 4-pack or an 8-pack. Just add $20, and they get the spigot. And then we have instructions how to go out and buy the plastic containers, where to drill the holes. It's pretty basic, pretty simple to do, and then you make your own filter. And you can make it a big one, a smaller one to fit the kitchen or whatever. And so anyway, we'll send you the instructions on how to do that.
Folks, there you go. For the price, there is no reason why everybody cannot get a good water filter. None. There's no reason for that. Now, I mean, the price is unbelievable. And so I know some of y'all are scratching for dollars just like a lot of us are. I realize that, so I'm not making light of that. But what else? If you need water, you can't find clear water, drinking water, what are you going to do? I mean, where are you going to go? You going to buy bottled water? That's just about as bad as the faucet water. So what are you going to do? And if you can't afford the filter, you surely can't buy 4 or 5 cases of water a week. So this is available, folks, for $199 delivered. 4 filters will do you a long time. And I know that what the filters do because I use them every day. Every day. And James, we're running out of time so quickly here. But so from what you're seeing happening in any world situation, what do you see the next huge move from the other side is going to be to frighten everybody to get back in the COVID mentality if they go the same direction or another other direction?
Yeah, it might be another pandemic, although I think the public has woken up to the scam, including people that bought it hook, line, and sinker originally. I don't think they're going to get that. I don't think they're going to have an easy sell on that same kind of thing. But they have a lot of tricks up their hat. And what I've always said is the two things that they really would have a lot of control is the electric grid and water. And so I could see this following scenario, just as an example. To blame Russia on a nuclear weapon that was like a false flag type of event to take out the big portions of the power grids, New York City, Chicago, Los Angeles, you know, big cities.
Right.
And then blame it on Russia. And then, of course, it would cause all kinds of havoc without electricity and without water in a big city. You're really in a big mess. And so those are the kind of things that I would see where they just cripple the country and then blame it, you know, put the blame somewhere else.
Well, they're good at that. They've done that many, many, many times, and people almost always fall for it, don't they?
Right, right. Well, that's the problem is most people fall for it, and they catch people unaware, and then the news media is all set up for, if you remember, say, 9/11. All that news media was set up beforehand to rolled out with the, you know, the days and days of propaganda, like America under attack, America responds, the big American flag on the screen, and that was all pre-planned propaganda.
Sure it was.
And so it would be the similar thing where the news media steps in. They have their role to pump the party line, so to speak, and but that's what I would see, a major event, because they, and it has to be before the election. Like, we're already in June.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, that's getting too close to the election for comfort, so to speak.
Well, you know, with the way things are in the country now, as far as attention goes in all different directions, it wouldn't take much to get people really to panic or blow up. I mean, can you imagine what would happen if the cell phones went down, if the cell towers were down? Do you want what happened to people that couldn't get on the cell phones?
Right. Right, exactly. That's another good one is
they would lose
telecommunications.
They would lose their
internet.
Minds.
Right.
Go ahead.
Right, because everybody, all business today runs on the internet. It's totally 100% dependent. You know, even car dealerships sell on the internet.
Yes, they do. And look at all the internets and companies have been hacked here lately, held ransom for millions of dollars. That could happen anytime to anybody.
Right.
So
right.
I mean, we're being set up again. I don't know how it's going to go. I'm not that smart to figure that out. But we're being set up again for another hard takedown. I just pray that the people have their eyes open more this time. Some will, but I'm afraid the masses won't. The masses never do. The masses follow what the news media says. I heard somebody once say, where the dollar goes, our flag follows. And where the flag goes, our men follow.
Mm-hmm. And
so that's what it boils down to. I mean, that's the scheme. That's how it works. If you get the people rally around the flag, boys, and no matter what the purpose was, whether it's real or not, we fall into it every time. This happened so many different times in my lifetime. It happened in Nam. Happened in World War II with Pearl Harbor. I mean, it's happened so many times, and it seems like people never catch on to the fact that we have been conned over and over again. You agree with that?
Well, they started a war in Iraq 10 years apart, the same story.
Oh, yes,
I mean,
it did.
It was the same story, 10 years apart, the same, you know, a president and his son was the next president during the next one. And, I mean, how many times can you pull this? And people believe it. I'll buy it hook, line, and sinker.
Well, it doesn't take long for one generation to more or less die off and become unimportant to younger generation so they can sell the same con game all over again. An old generation tries to warn the young folks, but they don't pay attention. I mean, look at today's society. Would you ever dream in your lifetime, James, you see a day that we would have homosexuals, sodomites, transgenders, all manner of perversion in our country being applauded and people stand against that being called evil? Would you ever dream that?
No, that's, you know, when growing up in this country, there was, you know, based on Christian values, and it's just all out the window. They've done a very effective job of. But you know what, though? It's really, really a vast majority. Through the news media, they make it sound like it's some kind of majority.
Sure. It's a minority, and we know that. But the problem is you can't get the majority to speak up. I wrote a letter to Walmart, the CEO, for what they've done with the homosexual perverted movement at Walmart. I also wrote a letter to the Tractor Supply CEO, same kind of letter. And I got a letter back to Walmart today, said they appreciate my concerns. Have any more concerns, call this toll-free number. It's a series of form letters, while it was. And I tried getting, I posted this on the website, on newswithviews.com, both of them, and asked people to copy my letter, sign it, send it in, or write one of your own. There may have been a few done it, but very few. The people, and I'm saying this politely, James, I'm sorry to say this, breaks my heart, but the masses just don't give a damn.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way it is. They don't care. They don't care enough to stand up to protect their children. They don't care enough to even protect their own children. How sad is that?
Yeah. Well, the phones have really mesmerized people.
I agree. They really have. But we've seen this. But how can decent people keep their mouth shut on such flagrant immorality and such abominations? How can they keep their mouth shut and not at least write a letter or call somebody and tell them what you think about it? What happened to the moral dignity of this nation?
Yeah, I cannot answer that. I don't know.
It's just a sad situation. It truly is. We're down about the last minute and a half. What do you want to say in closing, James?
Well, I think people have to take care of themselves and their families, and don't fall for this divisiveness, because you're going to be finding the fathers against son, mothers against daughters, you know, cousins against cousins, you know, and don't fall for that divisiveness. That's the biggest thing, because it's hard to do, because you have an opinion about something and something else, but don't fall for it. Don't bite the bait. Don't bite the hook, you know, because that's what it is. And that you have to understand the bigger picture and realize that it's that divisiveness that's going to take down the whole country. But see, the United States has never had a war on its own turf, not in the recollection of anybody that's alive today.
That's right. I agree.
And so they don't know. They don't know what it's like to be bombed or to have their cities, you know, or their kids out in the street with no food, or, you know, and it's like a TV show. It's like a reality TV show, seeing it on someplace else, you know, and having opinions about, should you do this or is this justified? You know, good grief. You know, people can't relate because it's nothing even close to that has ever happened to them. They go to the grocery store, the shelves are full of food, life's good. What could be wrong with that? You know,
well, you know, we both know America is ripe for judgment, because Almighty God's is going to have to judge America for sure. But I want to thank you, James, for being out there, and thank you for offering the water filters and the coffee. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. I appreciate it.
Well, good. Thanks, Pastor, for having me, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, talk to you soon, folks. We do love you, and by the grace of God, we'll see you tomorrow night. Have a wonderful day, but how about stand with us in the battle? If you do that, write some letters, speak up, make a difference. For God's glory, okay? See you tomorrow night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.